Joining us now is an 18-year-old marimba player from nearby in Fort Wayne. Please welcome Lydia Martin. Lydia, would you please introduce the piece you're going to play for us?
I'm playing a rhythm song by Paul Smadbeck.
Okay, stage is yours. Smadbeck's rhythm song, played for us by 18-year-old marimbist Lydia Martin from down the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Really like that piece. I really love the way you play it. Tell us all about the first time you came in contact with that piece.
Well, the first time I came in contact with that piece was actually at the Berkeley Mallet Camp in Boston. I attended there the summer of my sophomore year and the summer of my junior year. And I went there as a vibes jazz player, and at Berkeley they divide you up strictly into the classical marimba, the jazz vibes, and the concert percussion. And so I was in the jazz program, and at the end of the week, you have a big concert, and you get to hear all the marimba players and everything play. And mm-hmm. I was so in awe of these marimba players that I decided, hey, I want to pick up classical marimba.
Wow.
So I picked up Etude in C Major by Claire Omar-Muzzer, which is a pretty basic beginning piece to work on. And then I took that to state competition where I was in the warm-up room, you know, playing, and I heard this song, and I was so familiar with it because I have a CD of Evelyn Glennie playing it, and
oh,
I just,
wow. yeah,
I absolutely
yeah.
love it. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard this guy playing it, I go up to him, and I say, hey, you know, can I follow along on the music and watch you play? And he's just like, yeah, yeah, sure, do whatever you want. So I take his music, and I'm following along, and then I notice that he's not playing it correctly.
Mm.
And... he's about to go into competition, and he's, you know, messing up the, you know, bass pattern. He's descending it instead of ascending it. And this, you know, I said to him, you know, this pattern, it's not quite correct. And he's just like, yeah, yeah, I know. I haven't, you know, even played the piece all the way through yet, but I'm just going to go in and, you know, see what happens. And this so aggravated me that I had to learn the piece and give it the true justice that it needed.
Now, Lydia, tell us about your greatest fear. This had to do with a musical performance and cable access.
Yes. Well, being a high school musician, you don't get a whole lot of really good gigs. You get a lot of really bad gigs because people think, oh, you're in high school. You want to do this gig for me for free? And you go...
like from the top.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so we got this gig, and the only reason we agreed to it was because it was already at Southside. And, you know, Southside's our school, and we didn't have to take it anywhere. You know, we just pull it out. It was out on the track, and we take it out there. And instead of just being ground level on the track, they tell us, oh, yeah, you're up in the risers. You're up in the bleachers there. So, you know, just take all your stuff up a flight of stairs, and, you know, we'll be over there in the corner. And we looked at them like, what?
Yeah.
We have to take, you know, a full drum set, vibes, bass amp,
weird.
Guitars, all this stuff upstairs. So we get there, and, you know, she's got a mic, and then the entire combo has one mic, and the sound system isn't really working. We're playing for, you know, a group of, like, four people walking around the track for, like, a 24-hour, you know, walk for cancer thing.
Right,
and
right.
We're just like, okay, yeah, we'll get through this gig. We had a few rehearsals, but we still kept messing up the chord changes. And at the end, you know, she says... oh, well, you know, I managed to get, you know, these cameras from public access to videotape you. So, you know, you guys will be on TV. Isn't this great? And I just sat there and went, oh, great. This will forever be on public access television.
Yes.
I can see myself 20 years from now flipping through the TV and seeing this gig and
yes.
going, oh, my,
over and over again.
But
we're going to try and amend posterity by keeping this wonderful performance around, and hopefully you'll be hearing this a lot, and a lot more often than you will be watching yourself on cable access, I'm hoping to say. Thank you for being with us, Lydia.
Thank you.
Great performance. Thanks for talking to us. Thanks so much. Lydia Martin, 18-year-old marimbist from down the road in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Like that cable access show, Lydia's performance today will live on indefinitely. Good thing it's such a good one. Go to our website to hear Lydia's performance again or any of your favorites anytime you like. That's fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, helping young people of exceptional promise achieve their full potential through education. On the web at jackkentcookfoundation.org, and that's Cook with an E.